Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The entire country today is paying tribute to President John F. Kennedy on the 50th anniversary of his assassination. Kennedy called himself this man from Massachusetts. Among the major events today was the one at the JFK Presidential Library in Dorchester. Visitors toured a new exhibit today and remembered Kennedy's legacy and where they were on November 22, 1963. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News.
At the JFK Presidential Library, history repeats itself in an endless replay of a newscast from that day 50 years ago.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Beethoven's funeral march is featured in a new exhibit that opened at the Kennedy Library today. Boston Symphony played it impromptu that fateful Friday when it was announced Kennedy was assassinated. The exhibit includes never-before-displayed artifacts from Kennedy's state funeral, the flag that draped his casket, the saddle worn by the riderless horse that walked in the funeral procession. Tom McNaught, executive director of the Kennedy Library Foundation, says the exhibit is a departure from tradition.
This is the first time the Kennedy Library has ever observed November 22nd, other than putting a bouquet of flowers in the lobby. But we understand that this is a significant anniversary that has to be commemorated and observed. But the legacy goes on, and the torch has been passed, and it's an opportunity to remember what he stood for.
But for those who lived through the events 50 years ago, archival materials are not needed to evoke memories.
But I can't ever forget that day. I even remember where I was sitting. It was just like frozen for me.
Stan Benulis of Weymouth was in ninth grade algebra class when his teacher announced Kennedy was assassinated.
A lot of us cried. It was just like the world just changed. He was everybody's hero.
Bill Van Gelder lives in Plymouth.
Like everybody else, I remember where I was and what was going on. So, I was walking into a bookstore in Woburn, Mass. It was on the radio.
I was in seventh grade in parochial school.
Fred Hain is from Port Washington, New York.
Class was soon dismissed, and when I got home, my mother has the radio on and is in tears, in just shock, disbelief, like time stood still.
The news came over the radio, and I was absolutely stunned.
Andrew Finley is from Cardiff, UK. In 1963, he was 14 years old.
I was a huge, huge fan of Kennedy. The family gathered around the radio, and I got out my tape recorder to record this. I thought this was this. I knew this was something absolutely momentous. And in fact, I listened to the recording again just a few days ago. It's very, very moving. Very moving indeed.
It was surreal to me.
Sandy Matson from Harvard, Massachusetts, was in grade school in Littleton, Colorado, November 22, 1963.
Another student and I went out to lower the flag at the school to half-mast. And standing there, it kind of hit me how serious this was.
Do I remember this day, 50 years? Are you kidding? Absolutely.
Saxophonist Paul Winter played for Kennedy at the White House in 1962. In 63, he was living in New York City when a friend called with the news Kennedy had been killed.
I put the phone down, went to the radio, and sat there for an hour. And I was in deep, deep shock.
Today, as a cold rain and fog rolled in over the presidential library in Dorchester, Paul Winter rushed inside, carrying a saxophone he'd play at today's ceremony, marking the day 50 years ago President John F. Kennedy died. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.